I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. When I recently put out a call for a discussion on catchers and catching in slow pitch softball, I heard from dozens of players. Most of them wrote a paragraph or two, but a few players sent me long letters with their views on catching and catchers. Today I'm going to discuss two of those letters, one from a pitcher in Ohio, the other from a catcher in California. Let's take the pitcher's ideas first. He wishes to remain anonymous, so we'll just call him the player from Ohio. He says some players like catching because they can be lazy, but good catchers don't just stand behind the plate and throw the ball back to the pitcher. They hustle down the line to first with the batter when nobody is on second or third. He says, how many times have you seen a runner take a big turn at first because the first baseman is off the bag watching the play, and the shortstop or second baseman could have thrown a backdoor shot and retired the runner if the base was covered? Well, what if the first baseman intentionally leaves the bag, luring the runner off the base, and the catcher is suddenly there to grab the throw and tag the runner out? There's nothing that says a catcher has to stay behind the plate after the ball is hit. Our Ohio pitcher also says that a catcher can contribute in a big way simply by getting the ball back to the pitcher quickly and accurately. Nothing is worse for a pitcher than having to field short hops or bad throws from the catcher, or waiting forever for the catcher to return the ball. The catcher needs to help the pitcher keep his rhythm by getting the ball back quickly and efficiently. The last bit of advice from our pitcher is that the catcher should talk to the ump and get a feel for the ump's strike zone. He can relay that information to the pitcher when they're in the dugout after the half inning is over. Our other correspondent is Gunnar Rosenquist, a catcher from San Francisco. Gunnar played baseball before he played softball, and he says he was surprised to find that in softball, the position of catcher is often scorned or not highly regarded. It made little sense to him, especially because the catcher is the last chance for the team to stop a run from scoring. Gunnar says one big adjustment he had to make coming from a baseball background is that in softball, the catcher doesn't call the pitches. The pitcher decides what to throw. The catcher can help, though, by standing behind the plate with his hands at shoulder level. This will allow him to catch many of those fast foul tips that come off the bat too quickly to give the catcher time to think. Like our Ohio pitcher, Gunnar emphasizes that one thing he learned playing baseball also holds true for softball. The catcher must get the ball back to the pitcher as quickly as possible and hit him in the face or chest. Don't make him jump around or chase the ball down. Gunnar says the catcher should be very vocal. He should yell out the situation for every batter. One out, plays at second. He might even want to yell out the balls and strikes after each pitch. Finally, he says the big secret for catchers is that they're in the game all the time. He's in on every pitch, he can talk to the batters and the umpire, and he's yelling all the time. He says he's convinced that his yelling has some therapeutic value beyond keeping his teammates' attention from wandering. Thanks to our pitcher from Ohio and Gunnar Rosenquist, our catcher from San Francisco, for their input for today's show. For more articles about playing adult slow-pitch softball, check out the bottom of my website at slowpitchmanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.